Blog Talk Radio.
Devon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.
Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Make sure you check out our website. It's travelingculturati.com. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for the Culture Report. And today, we are heading to Egypt. We are going to discover a day in the life of an Egyptian. And to help me do that, I have a special guest online with me. And when I tell you a special guest, it's because I've met this gentleman and he is awesome. And when you go to Egypt, he's the only person that you should see to take you around to give you that immersive experience. And that is Mustafa Hassan, who is the co-founder of Egypt Culture Travel. And he's recently established a company right here in the United States, Educational and Cultural Travel, LLC. Hello, Mustafa, and welcome to the Traveling Culturati.
Hi, Javon. It's good to hear from you again.
Oh, it is always nice to hear from you. And when I tell you that the best times I've ever had in Egypt are the times that I've traveled with you.
So, this is an honor to hear that from you. This is an honor. Thank you for coming with us.
Let's talk about a day in the life of an Egyptian society, an Egyptian culture. And I think to do that, we have to really start with family values.
Yeah, sure, Javon. We have what we call a religious month. We celebrate the month of Ramadan as Muslims. What we do is, it's a whole month that we get together and the family get together. We have one meal at least for 30 days, every day that we eat together. And that strengthens the links and the bond between the families. And this is something that we're so proud of. And we're still doing it. And even for those who are traveling abroad or going on, business trips or something, they make sure that they either come for a day or two in Ramadan to see the families and to see the parents. And
well, when you talk about Ramadan, let's talk a little bit more about that and what that actually means during the holy month of Ramadan.
Like what I said, people get together, people help each other, people give more, during the spiritual month. For example, there's a story I would like to share with you, if you don't mind, and I know I'm going to say it very fast. Three Ramadans before that, 3 years ago, we had, someone, one of the neighbors that could not pay the rent, and he was almost kicked out of his apartment, him and his family. So what we did as neighbors, we got together and we said, this is spiritual month, and we have, we can help. We have charity that we need. We need to pay charity for this person. So what we did, we collected the money for 1 year rent, 1 year. And we went to the landlord, and we gave the landlord the money needed to pay the apartment rent for a whole year. What happened is we did not tell the person that we paid the money for him. We asked the landlord not to tell him who paid this money for him. The point is we didn't want to show off, like we didn't want to embarrass the person, nor that we want to show off that, hey, we paid you the money for. No. We still want him to have his dignity. We still want him to keep his pride in front of the neighbors, in front of his family, in front of his kids.
Tell us a little bit about your family life.
Yeah, sure. I do have three kids, my wife, and parents, of course. Although I'm here in the United States right now, but recall at least back home for the parents, for my mom and dad, at least, you know, at least two times a day, sometimes three or four times a day. I want to make sure they are fine. I want to make sure that they pray for me. I want to make sure that everything is okay with them. And as a matter of fact, my mom, she comes and visits us every once in a while. And, you know, I told my wife something. You know, I told her, I cannot sleep comfortably. I cannot sleep well. And I cannot even work if I know that my dad or my mom need me for anything, or they're facing any troubles or anything that I can help with. So making sure that they are comfortable will make me work better. And I think this is the value that has been embedded.
One of the programs that Mustafa offers when you come to visit him in Egypt is a home family dinner. So you're invited to an Egyptian family's home, and they prepare a wonderful dinner, and you get to break bread, and you get to have personal conversations with families. And
yeah, I remember even my mom was there at the dinner.
Yes, she was. I got a chance to meet your mom. Well, I tell you, I couldn't believe the food that your wife and your mom prepared. I thought, how many people are coming? Because there were only five of us, and we had a table filled with food that I thought was enough for 20 people. So I thought maybe other people were coming.
Yeah,
we
have.
But no, this is for you.
The best food. You know, when I came to the United States here, I was doing my master's degree in global development and peace. And I for 1 year, I was alone without my family, and I lost at least 15 pounds without my wife or my mom. Let me tell you this.
I can see how. With that spread that we had, we did feel honored, and we felt like that you rolled out the red carpet for us. So if one is visiting Egypt, let's say for the first time, and of course you're going to meet people, what would that etiquette be when you're greeting someone?
Yes. First of all, we say, for instance, we say salam or salamu alaikum, which means peace be upon you. This is the first thing. And usually the ladies do not shake hands. The men would be the ones that shake hands with the men, of course. And usually we say salam. But if you go to a hotel, if you go to more of liberal, I would call them liberal people, like people who work in the tourism or they understand that you're coming from different part of the world and different culture. But if you're visiting the locals, say, I would keep my hand down and use my head and say salam, and like put my head down and up, how you greet someone with your hand.
Let's talk about some food, because I had some fantastic food in Egypt.
I'll tell you the most popular dish that we have. We eat something called kushari. Kushary, kushary things. It's a mix of pasta, rice, black lentils, fried onions on the top, tomato sauce above all of this, and maybe a little bit of vinegar or lemon juice on top of all of that. This is very healthy, very inexpensive, and very filling. You mix all of them together.
I've had kushari. Remember, you took us to a place where the entire group ate kushari. Is that something that you only eat on special occasions, or is that a daily staple?
We eat it all the time, and it's because of the fact that it is very inexpensive, and everyone can afford it. You know, the lentils is very inexpensive in Egypt, the black lentils I'm talking about, and it's easy to make. I forgot to tell you, and the chickpeas on top of all of that.
Mm.
We both chickpeas. It is the most popular food because of two things. Because it is, first of all, it is very inexpensive. Second of all, that it is very filling and healthy.
Yes, it is. And it's very filling. I don't think I could do anything for the rest of the day after I had kushari because it was so filling. But it was really, really delicious. And I can see why that could be a staple. And there's another special dish or item, I would say, especially around weddings. What is that?
Oh, in wedding, we have something called mahshi, which is usually it is dolma or it is cabbages or vine leaves. We call them like grape leaves. you know, we like take the cabbages and we cut them and the leaves, the cabbage leaves, small pieces, and we boil them. And then we stuff them with rice mixed with tomato and pepper, red pepper, and then garlic sauce on top of all of that. And then we wrap them. We leave them to, we put soup on top of all of that, and we leave them to be cooked. And then after it is fully cooked, we put on the top of all of that yogurt. Delicious meal that we have it in the, usually you put this in the, during the wedding.
The grooms are given something to eat leading up to the wedding. Do you want to tell them what it is?
I have my grandmother, and when I got married, she is very, very traditional. She was a very traditional woman. She told me, Mustafa, you must eat pigeons before a week before the night and before the wedding night. And especially the night, the same wedding night, you have to eat at least 3 to 4 pigeons. The way we make the pigeons, you know, of course, the pigeons are not wild in the street like that. Either the pigeons are well-fed, are well-farmed. How we make it, we roast it, and then we stuff them with a special type of rice with saffron and onions. I remember my grandmother told me something. She said, Mustafa, you have to eat 3-4 pigeons so you can have, he can have good babies, strong, healthy babies. And she insists. I stayed in a 5-star hotel for the first couple of days of after my wedding. And she came to visit us. And, you know, we got to take food to the hotel. In the hotel, they have their own meals. And, and she insists. Pigeons are very expensive. And if you want to honor someone, if we have someone coming to visit and we want to honor them, you know, we present them pigeons.
Mustafa, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your culture with us. There's an African proverb that says, a man without culture is like a zebra without stripes. What is your website to Egypt Culture Tours?
EgyptCultureTravel.com.
So again, that's EgyptCultureTravel.com. Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. Devon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.